Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Aki Yehoshua Baka Ben Levi Ben Israel. Here once again to share knowledge of the law, the great law. But first, I want to give thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the great king. As we continue our studies on the law, and this one being the Omer count. Now, most of us have probably read it, some of us probably haven't, about how deep the thoughts of the Most High are. And as I stated before, you could write a book just on a letter. That's right. Just on a letter in the Hebrew Aleph Beit. And, you know, our minds can't fathom a lot of things that he does. There are so many factors in how he do things. You want to talk about different dimensions, different time frames. Does this creator, or do the creator, does he live in the past? Can he go back to the past? Can he go to the future? I'm sure he can. You know, our minds can't even fathom that, right? I mean, we see all kind of TV shows where they try, you know. But I just want to read this verse to show that the Creator's mind is very deep. Psalms 92, verse 5, hallelujah. O Most High, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Yeah, the thoughts of the Most High are very deep. And, you know, the reason why, you know, of course I can't go as deep as the Creator, but one of the definitions of a Levite deals with being able to think deeply. That's one of the meanings of his name, of the Levite name. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why the Creator chose Levi to be the closest tribe to him. You know, you look at any diagram of the tabernacle, Levi was in charge of everything in there. And they surrounded the tabernacle. You know? So, and I say that to say this, that he wanted all our people to be priests. That was his goal, to bring us into that priestly mentality, to be as close to him as the Levites were. You know, we have to understand that the Most High loves us, and he wanted us to be close to him, as he do now. So that's what I have to say about that. That should be everybody's goal, to become close to the Creator. Right? Yeah. Okay, so where did we leave off? We talked about measurement. We dealt with measurement in the word Omer. Okay, so we have to meditate on the law, just like as the scripture says. And let me get that one for you. Let's see. Meditate. What does it mean? What context is this put in? Okay. Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. Hallelujah. Well, let me just go back and read one also. The way this reads, one needs to be read also. Okay, so Psalms chapter 1, start from verse 1. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Most High, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Most High knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Okay, so we are to meditate in his law day and night. Meditate on what the Omer count actually means. Meditate on what Passover means. The Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Omer count. Shavuot. Yom Teruah. The Day of Atonement. And Sukkot. Meditate on the Sabbath. You know, all these laws here that deal with a ritualistic thing, and all the others. Because whenever he speaks, there's a commandment. So meditate on why he said what he said, and you will get the answer. Because every time you read a certain verse, you learn something new from that verse. Right? Okay, so the next word that I wanted to go to in our studies of the Omer count is ephah. And it's spelled the left, the yod, the pay, and the hay. And I might have talked about this before, but the left means ox, strength, leader, first, power, and bull. The yod means arm, enclosed hand, work, throw, and worship. In the modern, it means closed hand. D, work, and to make. Okay? We have to work at being servants, and we do that by always moving, working, and worshiping. Okay, so why these letters? Right? Okay, so the pay means mouth. Blow, scatter, edge, speak, open, and word. And, you know, you're talking about the word open here. Should we all have open minds to the Creator? Why would anyone want to close their mind to the Creator? Well, we see some people are actually bitter. Some people actually hate the Most High. The Most High said he will avenge himself of his enemies. Right? He wasn't talking about Satan. He was talking about mankind. Because his creation is being attacked every day. If you hate what he put here for us, and you poisoning the land, the water, the air, you might be found guilty. Okay, so we studied the mouth and the pay and Pesach or Passover. So just a refresher, let's see what this word blow means. So we hear, we're talking about the epah. Okay, it says to be in motion, to move with speed or force. The force deals with the letter aleph. To move or run quickly. Let's see. An example of this is the linebacker blew past the tackle. Okay. To make a sound by or as if by blowing. The word of Most High is amazing, right? Let's see what else we see. Scatter. What does that mean? It's talking about the pay still. An epoch. To cause to separate widely. To cause to vanish. To fling away heedlessly. Squander. And since we are Torah observers, we understand opposites, right? Squander. Allotment is too much. The allotment is too much. It's talking about scatter. Right? He said he would scatter us. How we get to that, right? How we get to that point to where the Most High wanted to scatter us across this whole world? Well, because we didn't want to follow the law. Measure has something to do with not wasting your time. Not wasting. To give exactly what is needed. Squander means to spread or spend extravagantly or foolishly. Dissipate, waste. Right? Now we're getting into the negative of this word. This word. Scatter. To cause to disperse, to lose. You see that? Who lost when we got scattered? Was it us or the Most High? It is, of course, a rhetorical question. And okay, so to lose through negligence or inaction. You see that? The Yod deals with taking action. So here we have a word that come from the word below, which is the pay, deals with inaction. And you can think about that for a minute. Blowing deals with your lungs. How can we ignore that, right? How can we ignore that? The word inaction fell into this meaning of the epoch. Because 70% of the Hebrew language deals with action. Putting the work in, right? Okay. So, let's see. His law means we have no... We have to move. We can't stand still. We can't sit still. We have to take advantage of some situations. We have to move fast. Lions are, guess what? Opportunistic hunters. When the Almighty tested us, he was also separating the wheat from the chaff. This is an attribute. Let's see, carnivore. Slicker. I lost my train of thought there for a minute. Okay, so lions are opportunistic hunters. When the Almighty tested us, he was also separating the wheat from the chaff. This is an attribute of scattering. Isaiah 41 and 15, hallelujah. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Yeah, I didn't know sharp teeth was there. We're talking about the sheen. And the word make is here. Deal with the yod. So, let's see. We went there for threshing. So by designing these words, have to be here, right? We have to keep seeing this cycle of taking us back to the root of why we are studying this, right? Okay, so let's see what Jeremiah 23:28 has to say. What does this have to do with Epoch? Okay, so Jeremiah 23:28, hallelujah. The prophet that have a dream, let him dream. Let him tell a dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Most High? Again, I didn't know the word was there. The chaff. It just... I went there for something to deal with threshing. Okay? So we see, you know, another key word deals with speaking. Let him speak. That's the pay. Your mouth. The chaff to the wheat. And the word speak. Okay, so another design of coming full circle. We're talking about design, so we're going to see a pattern again. Okay, so another word I want to go to that's in the word that deals with the word pay. I mean, let's see. Pay. Below, and we see the word dissipate in its definitions. And I'm getting these definitions from the online Merriam-Webster dictionary. Okay, so dissipate, to break up and drive off. When we're in a negative state, we have to be driven like oxen and sheep, right? We have to be pushed. But this law is trying to teach us to do things, to love the Most High, and to do things out of love for Him and your family. Right? You see the lap, the yod here, the hay. These things deal with revealing. Right? Your mouth can reveal a secret. The left deals with strength. So, you know, this is based on building us up as a nation. He was trying to create a nation in the wilderness. Okay, so we have to be driven like oxen and sheep when in our negative state, because, you know, depression. The depression deals with having a lack of motivation. And he said he was going to afflict our minds, and I understand that a lot of people are not that motivated. But one of the attributes of being a leader actually deals with being able to motivate the people. Right, we have to motivate the people and help bring people out of the dark state that they're in. We can do it. We can do it with love. We can do it with this law. And it's what this law is meant to do. It's meant to build you up. But first you have to meditate on the law day and night and understand what it means. Right? We don't know when to move as a people when we're in our negative state, which deals with bitterness when you're not moving around, when you're not progressing and moving forward, trusting the process, as they say. Okay, so the other definition is to spread thin. Scatter deals with spreading thin. The opposite of this word is assemble. Cluster, collect, concentrate, gather, and gather, unify, and unite. Okay, so the hey, let's go to the hey now. The hey in this word, of course, means reveal. Reveal means an uncovering has taken place. We are still talking about the Omerkal, right? A time when you're supposed to be meditating on the law and cleaning yourself up spiritually. Uncovering what's in your mind. Getting control of your mind. Getting control of your subconscious. Remember, we received the Torah at the end of this. The Most High revealed to us the Ten Commandments and Himself. And you know, the Torah. To get a clearer picture, it's imperative that we go and examine Exodus 16 in this chapter. In verse 4. Right, so let's see. Should I read that? Let's read that. Exodus 16, verse 4. Okay, yeah, we're not gonna read that. Let's move on to. Let's read that. Exodus 16, verse 4. Then said the Most High Power unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Okay, so what does it say here? What stands out? We're talking about a certain rate. That's measurement, right? Yeah. Talking about bread. Talking about manna. And I said before, you know, what would happen to your DNA eating bread from heaven? We want to talk about science, getting into the science. One of these days, I'm going to study on that. Okay? So let's go just a little deeper into that and see. Let's see something. Oh. All right, dive in a little deeper. Okay. And that was, certain rate. Okay, so the key word here in this verse is certain rate. Why does this stand out? Again, it deals with time, it deals with measurement, it deals with Omer. This word, certain rate or phrase, is the word debar, the bait and the resh. The delet means pathway. The bait means within, and the race deals with your head. Also, the bait and the race has a kinship to the word create or bara. Okay, so in the ancient it says anger, which is the left and the pay. The left represents strength. The pay is a picture of the mouth, and it represents an opening. The nostrils for breathing. The nostrils of a man flares when he breathes heavy in passion or anger. Could this mean that anger deals with measurement? We know everyone gets angry. If If you are a person that is angry all the time, then you are a person out of balance. Right? It deals with judgment. So what another is the same principle in the Omer count is based on getting control of yourself using your higher mind. Right? More meaning of the word the left. And it says bake, hot, and oven. Ipa, a standard of measure. And Ipa in the Etymological Dictionary of Biblical Hebrew says cover with crust, bake. Dry measure used in baking. Open, close, hide, reveal, cover, hide, secret, darken, protect, bring, restrain, confuse, exist, be, and scurry. What do these have to do with the Omer count? Open and closing, hiding and revealing. You see in the opposites, right? Cover, hide, secret, darken, protect. Where is your subconscious? Your subconscious is blind and deaf, so to speak. It hears and sees what's going on, but it operates more of or less as a feeling type of reality. Okay, so we are here to open our minds, close it to negative things, thoughts, and revealing what's within you. Meditate on what's in you, and the Most High will cover and hide you and be his secret, probably even his secret weapon, right? If you don't, you'll be restrained even further and be in a state of confusion. So we have to meditate and go deep within ourselves, because again, we were in the wilderness when we received this. He was building a nation. We supposed to be the most disciplined nation on the planet. We are supposed to be the strongest nation on the planet. You know, we are children of the Most High, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right? Certain rate. Again, it's awful strange that Sarah, and you transliterate that, and look at the true meaning. It's the word debar, which deals with speaking. We're still talking about the pay, or epa, that has the letter pay in it. It deals with your mouth. Speak affirmations. Claim your new life. Claim the new you. Because the Most High said, he said, make within you a new heart. Why would he say that? Because it's tied to the Omer count. We all have to work on ourselves. And he gave us a beautiful system to do so. Scientists proved that after 20-something days, if you say affirmations for that long, you start to form new neural pathways in your brain. Isn't that amazing? And here it is, the Most High give us 50 or 49, depending on how you look at it, right? It's like it's more than double. To make sure, most I want to make sure that these principles sink in your mind. Okay, so that's all I have right now. Hopefully you hear from me soon. And I hope that these words reach you in love and kindness. And I hope you do open your mind. Because the law of the Most High is great, it's magnificent, and it's only here to help us. It's not here to put us in mental slavery. is here to, well, we're supposed to get this to the whole world. Can you imagine that? It's like I said all the time, without Torah, this world would fall apart. And people are not following Torah. You know, to some degree, some, you know, instances where people, they are. And it deals with a universal power, right? Because like I said, you know, this book is based on discipline. So imagine armies on this planet not having any discipline. They will fall and crumble overnight. Yes. So once again, I love you very much. And may the Most High bless and keep you, and may He make His face shine upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah.